Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train, let's ride. I've got another story to tell. Have you ever wished you had done something differently in your life? Have you ever looked back and said, I should have done this and not that? Have you ever just wondered what would have happened if you had made a different choice? Well, last week, I really didn't feel like going to work, but I did. I went to work, and it was fine. I had a good enough day at work, and I did kind of forget about how I didn't feel like going to work, but I still wondered what would have happened if I had decided to stay at home. Well, I realized something wonderful, something magical, something incredible. My whole life is imaginary. I live in an imaginary world. So I can easily go back in time and make different choices and see what happens. And I can do this in many ways. But you know, I really like trains. I've always liked trains and traveling on them. And most of the time, I live in a regular world with a regular job and pets and friends and family. But I can also leave that world and go into other worlds. And the way I do that is I get on a train. You get on a train with me, actually. Every time you listen to this podcast, we're on a train right now. At the beginning of the episode, we both jump on a train. We both jumped on a train just a few minutes ago, and it took us into this story that I'm telling now. Well, now I'm going to get on a different train that takes me back to last Friday. And come with me so we can stay together, okay? Okay, I see it coming now. It's coming fast. I better get ready to jump. There we go. I'm on the train now. Jump on up. I'll help you in. Grab my hand. There we go. That wasn't so bad. Ah, okay. I'm back in my bed last Friday, and I can feel myself waking up again. I hear the birds singing outside the window. Those birds sound so beautiful and free. They can fly wherever they want to. They don't have to do the same thing every day unless they choose to. Today, I'm going to be like a bird. I'm going to make the choice not to go to work and see what happens. Okay, I'm not going to work. I'm not in a hurry, so I'm staying in bed. And now, at first, this first few moments, I'm thinking about how my coworkers at the elementary school may be wondering where I am, and I feel guilty. And now that I'm starting to fall asleep, and my thoughts are starting to turn into dream images. But I wake up again rather quickly, and I decide to call the school. I have to tell them I'm not coming. Yeah. It's so much worse not to go and not to say that you're not coming. So, I pick up my phone and I call. I get the secretary, Neil Garfield. That's his name. I call him Neil. He's a kind of big guy with a big mustache. He's the secretary. Well, I told him I couldn't come in because I was sick.
that wasn't true.
I didn't know what to say, though. I just said I was sick. You know, nobody's really allowed to stay home from work because they don't feel like going. But as soon as I said that, I felt really bad about how I just told a lie to Neil. So I stopped and I said, "You know what, Neil? I'm not actually sick. I feel fine. I just don't feel like going to work today." He didn't say anything for a pretty long time. And then he just said, "All right." Just like that. "All right." Kind of like that, going a little higher at the end. "All right." "Is that okay?" I asked. "Oh, let me talk to Miss Young Deer," he said. Then in a minute, I heard Miss Young Deer's voice. She picked up the phone and talked to me. "Carl," she said. "Yes," I said. "What's all this about not feeling like coming to work today?" "Miss Young Deer," I said, "I just don't feel like coming to work today." She said, "Well, the school will get dirty. Are you going to come tomorrow?" "I don't know," I said. "I think so." "Okay, Carl. I really hope you come back tomorrow. I don't think we can go 2 days in a row without you." That made me feel pretty good. And actually, I ended up going to school around lunchtime. So I had the morning to myself still. And that morning, this morning, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. I took Shelby for a walk. That's my dog. And I read a book. I'm reading this biography of the jazz musician Sun Ra, which is very interesting. I really like Sun Ra. Really cool musician. But I really felt a bit disturbed by the idea of the school getting very dirty and being extra dirty tomorrow when I go to work. Though now I'm thinking about it, tomorrow's Saturday. I'm not sure Ms. Young Deer realized that, but anyway, it would still be very dirty on Monday, maybe even worse. So I went in and cleaned up and felt, I must admit, pretty good about it. So anyway, I guess if I learned anything, I learned that it was quite all right for me not to go to work when I didn't feel like it. But I'm lucky. I have a good job, and I work for people who understand me. A lot of people work for people who don't understand them. And you know, they really don't deserve that. No one deserves that. I wish I could change that for them. Take them on a train to a different world. That's all for this time, my friends. I can't wait to see you again very soon on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. So, tell me who you work for. Dear listener, tell me what your job is like, who you work for. You don't have to use your real name. We'll keep you anonymous. No one will know your identity. You can say whatever you want about your workplace. And then I just want to know, what's your work life like? Practice your English that way. Send me a vocal message or write me an email at Carl, K-A-R-L, at boxcaringlish.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye.